Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, friends. My heart is beating so fast right now. I received the last minute opportunity to interview Kate Mara and Adam Scott. I mean, legendary duo or what? They were amazing and so delightful. But again, this was a last minute opportunity. I was not feeling prepared. And I entered that, I almost said walked. I walked into that Zoom room, whatever it is. I popped into the Zoom. I saw both of their beautiful faces, who I have seen in so many projects over the years, staring at me, at weirdo little old me. And, I should have calmed down before I hit record. I'm feeling giddy. We had an awesome time. I don't know if they understood that this little creature was going to start asking them questions about kindness, but I did. They were promoting their new audio movie, Ghostwriter, which they both star in and produced. It is a harrowing thriller. You can listen to it right now, wherever you get podcasts. Instead of babbling on, I will play you the trailer for Ghostwriter, and then I will introduce both of our guests. Not that they need an introduction, but I will try and fashion one for y'all. Afterwards, of course, please stick around for your kindness tip of the week. But first, enjoy the trailer for Ghostwriter. Roll the tape!
Hi, I'm Kate Mara. I star alongside Adam Scott in Ghostwriter, a new podcast movie from C13 Features, a Cadence 13 studio.
911, what is your emergency?
Help me. It's him. Please help.
Ma'am, can you give me your address?
Tell me about this thing that happened with your neighbor. Who is he thought to have killed?
Someone close to him. A family member, I think.
Writer Kate Michaels has a new project.
Sounds like he's the most interesting part to you. Might make a compelling main character.
And an enigmatic new collaborator.
Well, you sure seem to be in a good mood since you started working with him. What's he like?
He's thoughtful, vulnerable even, and generous. I'm guessing this bottle costs more than my rent.
I think a toast is in order to our continued partnership.
And plenty of demons.
The last shrink I spoke to warned me that covering stories involving violence can be triggering of my condition.
Sometimes there's a thin line between fact and fiction.
There's been a murders in my neighborhood, and they sound exactly like the later ones in the book.
Are you still on your meds? You know it's dangerous to just stop like that.
From C13 Features, a new kind of listening experience.
Another body has been found in the Washington Heights neighborhood.
I can't explain everything. I just need to quit.
You realize a guy like Weber could afford to work with anyone, right?
Who is it?
FBI. Kate Michael?
C13 Features presents Kate Mara and Adam Scott in.
Maybe what starts as an accident becomes an obsession, a career.
Ghost Rider. Now grab your popcorn and be sure to search, listen, and enjoy Ghost Rider, a new one-episode feature-length podcast movie experience from C13 Features, a Cadence 13 studio, available wherever you find your podcasts.
Ooh, I got the goosies. Doesn't that sound good? Well, I can tell you it is good because I listened to it. It fully immerses you in the story, and I can't wait for you all to hear this conversation. My friends, you might remember Kiernan Shipka was on the show to discuss her podcast movie, Treat. Well, it's by the same company, and it's also an excellent listen if you're looking for something a little spooky. We're celebrating a first here on the Art of Kindness podcast today. This was the first time I interviewed two guests at once. It's double the fun. Today's guests are Kate Mara and Adam Scott. Kate Mara is an actress perhaps most known for playing reporter Zoe Barnes in the Netflix political drama House of Cards. Her TV credits also include the Fox thriller series 24, the FX miniseries American Horror Story Murder House, the FX drag ball culture drama series Pose, and most recently, playing Claire Wilson, a teacher who begins an illicit relationship with an underage student in the FX on Hulu miniseries, A Teacher. For the latter, she got a lot of buzz, including an Independent Spirit nomination for Best New Scripted Series as an executive producer. On the film front, you may have seen Kate in My Day of Mercy, The Martian, or Chappaquiddick. Adam Scott has also appeared in countless TV shows and films. He most recently starred in the acclaimed HBO series Big Little Lies, which, wow. In comedy, he is renowned for his starring role in the beloved Emmy-nominated series Parks and Recreation. His big break in television started with the cult favorite sitcom Party Down, which he starred in and produced. And since he has appeared in The Good Place, Jordan Peele's The Twilight Zone, and Netflix's Wet Hot American Summer. 10 years later, on the film end, Scott's long list of roles in high-profile movies include Martin Scorsese's The Aviator and Ben Stiller's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. He's also appeared in Judd Apatow's Knocked Up, Krampus, which is relatable to this time of year. It's a very interesting Christmas movie if you're into kind of freaky things. And last but certainly not least, let's not forget his iconic turn in the Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly comedy Step Brothers. He plays opposite the great Katherine Hahn, and it is, it's one of the funniest movies of all time. Please note again, this is a bonus episode, and we do focus on their project Ghost Rider for the majority of the time, but I did find it really related to kindness and empathy, and I think they had some great things to say on the subject. Plus, I'm just so happy to be with you guys twice in 1 week! We can be together all the time on social media at Art of Kindness Pod on Instagram or at Rob Peter Paul everywhere else, except for TikTok, where I believe I'm at Robert Peter Paul. But don't go to my TikTok because there's some really strange things happening there. In the spirit of the giving season, I would love if you could please give our show a 5-star review. I know Apple Podcasts let you. I'm not sure what other platforms do, but I would really appreciate you spreading the word about the Art of Kindness and getting it out there. Maybe tell some friends or print out business cards and hand them out to everyone you know. I don't know, these are just some ideas I'm floating by you. Anyway, without further ado, please enjoy Kate Mara and Adam Scott. Kate and Adam, hi. I am such a huge fan of both of you, and I was so pumped to listen to Ghost Rider because, like I said, I love both of your careers. It certainly did not disappoint. Congratulations. This podcast movie, which is a revolutionary genre in its own right, is an amazing audio experience. I mean, there were so many times where I got scared. I looked behind me. I was in the world, which was crazy. The story works so well with the medium. I'll try and keep my question spoiler-free because I want everyone to listen to it on their own. To me, underneath the pulsing thriller of it all is a foundation of kindness and empathy, or lack thereof, certainly. So to start out, I would love to get each of your definitions of kindness.
Oh.
Just to start out, like,
it's all you, Kate.
Wow, Why does that feel like a lot of pressure? No, kindness is letting your co-star go first. So I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, well, look at that. Actions speak louder than words.
Yes, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you so much, Kate.
No, I won't actually. Kindness is actually giving you a second to gather your thoughts. I think there are so many things that you could say, but I think sort of the general sort of act of being generous, and I don't just mean like giving things, you know, people think of generous as sort of like giving things away, but I think just generosity in general is like a really big form of kindness, I think. And yeah, that's something that just came to mind. But there are so many, I think, so many ways to be kind.
I think that's a beautiful answer. Or taking the trash down for your tenant.
Yeah, take the fucking trash down. That's kind. Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
That's in the movie.
I kind of feel like it's also just cutting people some fucking slack. Like, you see people going crazy. Like, and maybe when I was younger, I was more this way, but I see people going crazy. Like, if someone's taking too long to, like, get their bike together before they cross the street, or someone isn't
patience?
Taking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, just take it easy, you know. Things aren't that bad. You're going to be fine, you know, cutting people a little slack. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, I think these are both such beautiful answers, and they're different, which is cool because I think kindness means something different to everybody. In addition to starring in Ghost Rider, you're both also producers on the project. So I would love to know, what was the initial spark, I guess, of the story that spoke to you? And then were there immediately things that came to mind that you knew you wanted to amp up or change a little bit?
There wasn't a lot to that I wanted to change about it. You know, it's a fun movie experience. It's different than anything I've been a part of. Never been a part of a podcast movie before. I love the voiceover world. I love being a part of it. And it's, you know, that's always a really exciting day at work for me. So that was what I was attracted to. And I love a thriller. People like to escape reality. And I think this is definitely something that is a fun escape. So for me, it was that. And the producer aspect of it, I more and more have found myself more interested in being a part of things that when I'm acting in them, I want to also be involved as a producer, just creatively speaking. It's more fulfilling to me it's not even about being in control, because, you know, you're still not that much in control of everything, but just to be more involved, you know, and not just to be showing up and saying the dialogue. It's exciting to me to be involved in creative ways as well. Mm.
Adam, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, same. I mean, the script itself was terrific, and working with Kate was something I really wanted to do. So I really didn't have any notes on the script or anything like that. It was really good, and it seemed like something really fun. And I agree with Kate that producing for me is also something that's fulfilling, you know, because acting, you have a lot of time where you're either sitting around on the set or in your trailer or whatever. When you're producing or directing, you don't have any time really, and you get home and you're super tired because you kind of were working all day rather than working for these bursts and having all of this time for your mind to wander in between scenes or setups or whatever.
That mind wandering is the worst.
There you go.
I agree. Well, thank you. I think it happens a lot, especially Kate, to your character, who is very much trapped. I mean, I found her to be a ghost writer, but also she was like a ghost in her personal life in a lot of ways. The story has so much loneliness, and it really not preaches, but it exudes the importance of human connection, I think, not to get too deep. What is human connection for both of you? No, I'm just kidding. I won't ask you that.
I was like, oh, yes.
You're like, oh, gosh, exit Zoom. It's fake Oprah.
I can't hear you. What?
I just think the human connection thing, it's more important than ever, obviously, nowadays. On a logistic level, did you both record separately, I'm guessing?
No.
You were together?
We didn't. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, we were together via Zoom. So because we were in different cities, I think. It was cool because you don't usually get that in audio stuff. You're not usually, in my experience, I haven't usually been able to record with the other person. So that was cool to be able to actually be responding to the real,
Yeah, that made a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like you're probably already creating this whole world in your head. So to have someone actually connect to, that's super helpful. I'm excited to hear that. It comes through. I was going to be surprised if you recorded without each other because you have these beautiful tangos on the phone, these scenes that are really awesome to listen to. Before I ramble, I would love to know, did you each do something a little bit differently in preparing for this podcast movie versus other roles that you've taken on?
I mean, it was more about creating the sort of world as we were going along, because it really is all in your mind. It's all in your imagination, and we're not hearing any of the sound effects or any of the music, not any of it, as we're recording. So it is something that you have to find together. You know, it's not really something that I could prepare for very much outside of the actual recording studio. So it was very much a new experience for me.
Yeah, same. I just sort of, we read the script and got what it was, thought it was terrific. And we all just sort of dove in together there on the day.
Well, the finished product,
really fun.
It'll get your blood pumping. I'm guessing you guys have heard now with all the sound effects and the heartbeats and the door knocking. And I went to answer my door during it. It was amazing. It's got that advantage, unlike a movie, which is that you're in it, which is so cool.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Kate, this might be a weird question, not that I haven't asked those before, but... Okay, so I've seen actors use an exercise when preparing for a scene. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, where they'll have people use their real name to ground themselves in the scene sometimes, or they'll use their scene partner's name. Did having your role be named Kate, did that ground you at all?
That sounds like some acting school stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I didn't even go to college. I don't... that sounds like something probably very useful that... I did not do.
But was it weird to be named Kate in the project at all? Or
it
I guess
weird.
Not.
Yeah, it was. It's more weird than anything else. Yes. Yeah. I would say it's more weird than helpful because you're like, but I'm not playing me at all. You know. Yeah. It's a little bit jarring for the person to be calling you by your actual name. But okay. That was her name. So I guess I could have suggested they change it, but.
I think it's cool. I mean, his name's
too late.
Your
too
name's
late
James. It's not Adam. It's James. But like I said, I love the two of you, you know, when you're on the phone together. How did you both prep for your scenes together? They're just filled with so much subtext and emotion. I mean, you're both pros, but did you, you know, have rehearsals together or anything like that?
No, we just started recording and we would do the scenes. Some of them are pretty long, like 10 minutes or something. We would do them a few times and our director, Kimberly, we would just chat about them and then do it again. You know, I think we did each one like 3 or 4 times. Is that probably about what we did?
Yeah.
We just went in and started recording. And sometimes that's the best way to do it, even when you're filming something. Sometimes depends on the scene or the project, of course, but sometimes just once the camera's on, everything sort of changes, and that's when things start coming together, just the pressure of the tape rolling.
How have you guys experienced acting on Zoom? I mean, I know with these interviews for me, I mean, my heart's beating right now because you guys, I'm such a big fan of both of you, but then, you know, the Zoom will freeze or I'll see something else on my computer and it kind of snaps you back into reality. So did you find anything helpful acting on Zoom or just little differences?
Well, no.
I'm like, she froze.
No, for this actually, because our characters are on the phone like the whole time, we were actually trying not to look at each other while we were recording it. And then obviously when we were talking about the scenes, then we could. So that was useful. But yeah, it actually didn't lend itself to the performance of most of the scenes together because we're just supposed to be talking on the phone. So yeah.
That makes sense. Scratch that. Well, when you guys are on the phone, in the middle of the story, sort of, you know, edging on the middle, I would say there's this big miscommunication moment. I won't say what it is in regards to the story you're writing. As creatives, these instances obviously happen, you know, especially maybe as producers. Do you both have any advice for handling tense conversations like that when people are both so passionate, you know, when we're working in the arts?
I mean, any creative endeavor with more than one person, there's, you know, going to be disagreement and you just have to not be a jerk about it. I mean, he's kind of being a jerk about it, right? So hopefully you're working with someone who's not an asshole.
Well, he is so complex, we'll say. I mean, so is she, but him in a different way. I don't want to give anything away again, but what was it, Adam, that you connected with about your character, James?
Well, I think that he's just had a really complicated past and is trying to work through it. And that's all he's trying to do. It's just his way of working through it is taking a few down with him. And someone who's sort of grown up morally and ethically compromised, where the lines are blurred and or there are no lines to cross, and everyone's been telling you everything you do is incredible and you can buy your way out of anything. So, you know, he's trying to work his way through something. It's just a profoundly weird way of working through something through a painful past.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Profoundly weird. Speaking of, I have one more profoundly weird question, and then I have a fun one that we can end on, I promise. I loved the line, I don't want to butcher it, that Kate's character says, no matter how you might try, writing is somehow always about the person writing. And so looking at both of your careers as a whole and then up to this project, do you see any through lines in the characters you choose to play and the art you choose to put out into the world that pop into your head?
I kind of wish the answer was yes, but like a lot of times there are projects that come around and you're just like, well, you know, I probably should work. I haven't in a certain amount of time or X, Y, Z, you know, and it has no sort of like emotional, you know, there's not like a greater picture there. I wish that there was, and maybe for, you know, for some actors there is, you know, the bigger actors who literally can wait years and then choose what project they want when it's perfectly timed and stuff. But, you know, a lot of times it's just a job and you're just choosing a job opportunity. But sometimes I think, it just depends on the circumstance and where you are and, you know, how many choices you might have at that moment, you know.
Adam, in this are you on set, by the way? Are you in a closet?
I'm in my a closet.
Okay. I'm like, oh, is he getting a fitting done? This is great.
No. I'm gonna do a fitting of my own clothes after this.
That'll be fun. Hey, we all get bored in lockdown. I think you gotta try things.
I've never thought of a career as a big thing that I'm trying to orchestrate or say something with as a whole. Like Kate said, it's sort of a more of a job to job sort of thing most of the time. And so, yeah, I think that's more, I think, is that answering the question?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Not... You don't need to have a long answer to it. My questions might be coming in too hot at 11 a.m. with these complex.
No.
But I think it's different. It's different for everybody. And I love what you both said, because again, it's subjective, and you both gave beautiful different answers. But I guess to end on a more fun question, while we're looking at both of your careers, would you like to go back and revisit any movie or TV show that you've done in a podcast movie form? Do you think any would lend itself to this medium?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think of, I'm like, what have I done? I don't remember.
I know,
a lot, Kate, a lot of great things, both of you.
I feel like, Adam, you probably have more, like comedies. I feel like comedies would do, those would be really fun to listen to as well. Like, I mean, I guess dramas would be good, but I feel like in the comedic world, it would really work in a podcast movie experience. Mm. And you have more of those, and I don't really have any comedies.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, because spontaneity, or the illusion of spontaneity is so important in comedy. I feel like that could be hard to pull off. And unless it's like, I've been on a lot of comedy podcasts, but you're just like fucking around and improvising, and that works. But like a scripted comedy, I wonder if that would be weird. Maybe it would be great. It would have to be, you know, just like anything, it would have to be really well written, because it's really hard needle to thread. But I think you're right. I think a comedy could work really well. It would just need to, like anything, be written specifically for the medium, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe the audio version of Step Brothers would be.
That's what came to my mind. I didn't want to put it in your mouth.
There you go.
I mean, you guys do sing a little bit in there. So I think, you know, if anything.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be super fun. Well, thank you both so much for your time. I feel honored to have gotten, you know, these 20 minutes with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your press day, and congratulations, because it's really an awesome project.
Thank you so
much. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks. Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week.
What a unique joy to talk to both of them. I think I came in a little too hot with the kindness question in the beginning. But my time with them was limited, and I wanted to make sure I got their answers. So, sorry I'm not sorry. Anyway, thank you so much, Kate and Adam. I'm a big fan of you both, and I cannot wait for everybody to hear your new podcast movie, Ghostwriter. Your kindness tip of the week is related to the meaning of the season. The holidays are in full swing, and of course we know it's a very emotional time for people. Underneath all of the sparkling lights and garland can be less than merry moments for people. I wish everyone would try to keep the true spirit of the season at the top of their minds. To me, the real meaning of the holidays is love and giving. On our Instagram at Art of Kindness Pod, please follow it, I recently shared 5 kindness tips for the holiday season. The first one is, for every gift you buy, donate a can of soup to your local food bank. Of course, this can be customized. But I love the idea of giving to someone you love, and then also giving to someone who needs love. The second tip I shared on our Instagram is, be kind to the cashiers working extra hard this season by smiling at them and even asking about their day. They are the true backbone of the commercialized holiday season, as stores are busier than ever. So remember to be kind to them. And this goes for restaurants too. Oh, just be kind to everybody working in the service industry, because we're all people and we all deserve kindness. If you want to hear the rest of your 5 holiday kindness tips, head to our Instagram once again at Art of Kindness Pod. And oh, I gotta stop making that not so subtle plug. I'm elated that I got to talk to you all a second time this week. How lucky am I? I feel so fortunate for each and every one of you that listens. I'd love hearing from you. I would love to connect with you on social media. I'm not going to plug Art of Kindness Pod again, because it's too much. I think I'm still loopy from this surprise interview. And again, this is a last minute recording session, so what I'm putting out there, it may just be complete babble-babble nonsense, but I hope it brightened your day, because at the end of the day, that is what the AOK is about. We're here to make people smile, spread joy, and sprinkle positivity around like it's sprinkles on a birthday cake. Alrighty then, I'm gonna rein myself in and go have a snack, but I wish you all a beautiful rest of your day, and until next time, remember, everything's gonna be A-OK.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.